Welcome back to your Tech Report.
We're back on your Tech Report. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. One of the products at CES that caught my attention was an app called Pocket Kato. And with me now is the founder and CEO, Koa Tran. Welcome to your Tech Report. Thank you for joining me. Are you surviving the post-CES crazy? Is it calm enough for you now?
I'm coming back to Earth. It still feels weird, but yeah,
I'm asking everybody who was there if they had a chance to, did you have a chance to walk the show floor a bit, or were you just stuck where you were?
You know, we actually bought luggage scooters on the second day.
Smart. Very, very smart.
I realized if it weren't in the same like hotel in the hall, there was no chance of getting there. So we rode around on these luggage scooters.
So tell us about Pocket Kato. Where did this idea come from? And tell our audience what it does.
So I was a product manager at Google. And before that, I was a software engineer at Samsung. So I've been in tech for a while and I'm mostly a builder. I was really lucky that a doctor caught that I wasn't sleeping. I had all these other diagnoses, anxiety, high blood pressure, which is, I thought was weird for someone my age. It wasn't until this one doctor was like, "You're not sleeping." And I was really lucky to go through something called cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, which is CBTI, at Stanford Medical. It's like impossible to get. There's a 2-year waiting list. It costs thousands of dollars. The chances of you getting CBTI are super slim. There's less than 1,000 providers worldwide. I was lucky, because I said, put me on the cancellation list, and I happened to pick up this random number this one day, and it was life-changing. I did not know insomnia was a behavioral problem. So everything you do from the moment you wake up, whether you get sunlight, whether you walk, how late you drink your coffee, what time you eat your meals, do you wind down, do you journal, what do you do before, actually going to bed? These are all things that people don't think about. They think it's just, I lie down and I can't sleep, right? But it's actually, sleep is a 24-hour phenomenon. And I was trying to explain this to my friends and family, and the reception was like, "Dude, that is the most unhelpful advice, because CBTI at Stanford, like, no one's going to take time off work to attend these long therapy sessions. It's super expensive, very inconvenient. At the same time, there's a hackathon going at Google. We've had game designers that have worked on like Farmville and Candy Crush. So we went really far in the mobile game direction. And then luckily we have advisors from Stanford Medical. So we went really far in the medical direction. Now I think we've found a happy medium where it's a game that is engaging, but intentionally engaging. So for every minute that you are off your phone, you earn 1 dream mile, which you need to feed your pet. And so in order to progress in the game, you actually have to do the behaviors that lead to better sleep.
See, that's really cool, because you're gamifying the process of trying to solve something. And I love the story, because while it was humiliating and while no one bought into it, they realized that there was still something into the product, right? There was something there to what you did, but you just didn't necessarily have the business side of it kind of all settled, right? So, fast forward to last week, you guys, you won the Sleep Tech Award. Did you win the Sleep Tech Award, or you were recognized in the Sleep Tech
Award?
We
won it.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
How is that feeling, looking back after telling me the story of where things started? How does that feel, winning an award like that? Does it help at least validate that when you quit your job, you probably did the right thing?
Yeah. So I had a best friend that literally made a spreadsheet of all the money I'd lose, vesting-wise, from Google if I had quit. So it was a really stressful situation.
It's a risk. It's a risk.
Yeah,
you're taking.
But I believed in it enough. I feel like I saw my nephews start to get circles under their eyes. And I feel like if I didn't do something, then I would regret it for the rest of my life.
So what has the response been from users of the actual app itself? Are you hearing great stories? Are you hearing incredible success? What is the feedback?
I was like, how much time do we have? Because I, you know,
That's awesome though. That's I mean, that's so validating. I can't imagine the feeling.
Yeah, it was, I cried.
Amazing. Well, where can people find the app if they want to find it now? Obviously, it's available in the App Store, but you've got a website as well, right?
But yeah, it's available for Android and iOS.
Amazing. What an incredible story. Congratulations on all the success and the award from CES. Let's check back in a couple months, see where you're at as well. And I wish you nothing but obviously the best of luck and the best of success in this app and any future endeavors that you guys go through.
Well, thanks so much, Mark. This was a blast.
Again, the app is called Pocket Kado, K-A-D-O, and you could find that now on your app store of choice. We'll take a quick break and come back with one more before we wrap things up on this week's episode. And for those of you listening in podcast, you can subscribe to the podcast feed and don't forget to let us know what you think about it and you'll get the next episode.
There's more Your Tech Report after this.
Looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C, as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at broadcastdialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.